Good morning.
大家早安.
As we continue our study through Genesis 1,
当我们继续查考创世纪第一章的时候,
okay, this is part 2 of day 4.
这是第四篇的第二部分.
Where God creates the stars. Today we focus on the stars.
那上次讲过太阳跟月亮, 今天我们就要着重在星星.
Okay, but as we read this again,
但是我们读这些经文,
hope you catch a picture of just how great our Creator God is.
Okay.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven.
神说天上要有光体,
to divide the day from the night.
可以分昼夜,
and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
做记号并节令日子年岁.
God created the heavens to humble man, but also designed it to benefit man.
上帝创造诸天叫人谦卑，同时设计他们使人得益。
How did humanity know the right time?
我们怎么得知正确的时间呢？
Well, for thousands of years, they had to look at the stars and the sun and the moon.
几千年来，人们必须观察太阳、月亮跟星星。
In the United States, it was from the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C.
那在美国，在华盛顿特区海军天文台观察星星。
And they built this in the 1830s so we could have an accurate time.
那这个天文台是1830年建造的，是我们可以得知正确的时间。
And they would get that from the stars because the stars is the most accurate timepiece we have.
他们的测验的对象就是星星，因为从星星的转移可以测验出最正确的时间。
And there's a little rubber ball up there on top of that building.
在这个建筑的上头有一个小的橡胶圈。
And they used to drop that right at 12 noon.
那这个橡胶球呢，在中午12点往下坠。
And then the ships out there in the ocean could see it, and they would record the exact time, and then they could pass that on as they traveled.
然后在海边游行的船只会看着这个球，就定准在12点，这样他们的旅行呢就有正确的时间。And
today we're using atomic clocks.
那今天我们用的是原子的原子钟。
And God said, let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and it was so.
要发光在天空，普照在地上，事就这样成了。
And God made two great lights.
于是神造了两个大光。The
greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night.
大的管昼，小的管夜。And
he made the stars also.
又造众星。
Notice how easy God does this.
我们看看神做这些事情是多么的简单。
And the more we learn about the sun, the moon, the stars, the greater our understanding of just how great our God is.
当我们越多去明白太阳、月亮跟星星，我们就更明白造这些的上帝是多么的伟大。
God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth.
就把这些光摆列在天空，普照在地上。
And to rule over the day and over the night.
管理昼夜，分别明暗.
And to divide the light from the darkness.
分别明暗.
And we're going to see this really becomes a metaphor throughout Scripture.
而这个分别明暗在圣经里面也就常常拿来做比喻.
Throughout history, God has been dividing the light from the darkness.
在历史当中，神一直在分别明暗.
And God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的.
And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
有晚上，有早晨，是第四日。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
And we thank you, Lord, for revealing just how great you are.
我们也感谢你启示我们你是多么的伟大。
But Lord, we're living in an age when your word is coming under attack.
我们现在活在一个时代，是你的话语受到攻击。
And many people in the name of science are trying to remove God from your creation.
许多人以科学之名要把创造宇宙的神从宇宙造物当中排除。
So help us understand this morning the difference between true science and theories.
就是今天早上帮助我们明白什么是真科学，什么只是理论。
Between what's really fact and what's just the mere imaginations of men.
能够分别什么是事实，而什么只是人虚妄的想象。
And strengthen our faith that your word is 100% true.
求主坚固我们的信心，相信你的话语是百分之百的正确。
And as we believe it, we find great peace because you're such a great God.
那当我们相信的时候，我们就有很大的平安，相信你是那位伟大的神。
So guide us into your truth now in Jesus' name.
所以求主现在带领我们进入你的真理，我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now this study focuses on He made the stars also.
那今天的信息着重在他也造了众星。
And the Bible says that all the stars are just the work of His fingers.
而圣经告诉我们，这个星星的创造只是他手指头的工作。
Okay. Stars are passed over as minor, so we won't get involved in astrology and be damned.
那在圣经的描述方式中呢，他造众星好像是一个附带的小事。
Right.
好像我们不参与占星学而被咒诅。
Yeah, there's many warnings in Scripture to stay away from astrology.
圣经上有许多地方警告我们不要参与占星学。
But that's a lot different than astronomy, which is the truth about heaven.
那占星学跟天文学是不一样的哈，天文学是真正寻找事实。
Okay. Do you see the glory of God when you look at the heavens?
当我们仰首望天的时候，我们看见上帝的荣耀吗？
We're supposed to.
我们应该是如此。
Because the heavens declare the glory of God.
因为诸天诉说上帝的荣耀。
Now we're going to look at a prayer.
我们现在要看一个祷告。
It was titled The Marine's Last Prayer.
它的名字就是一个海军陆战队员的最后的祈祷。
It came from the Navy Times 1991 when they were in Iraq.
当他们在伊拉克作战的时候呢，就是1991年1月发表的一篇祷告。
And it's the last prayer because this man Robert L. Boo died.
那为什么称作最后的祈祷呢？因为写这篇祷文的这个士兵去世了。
But praise be to God, we know where he is today.
但是我们赞美神，我们知道他今天在哪里。
He said, Lord God, I've never spoken to you before.
他说上帝啊，我未曾跟你讲过话。
You see, God, they told me that you didn't exist, and like a fool, I believed them.
因为他们告诉我你不存在，所以我就傻乎乎的信了。
Last night out here in this sandbox,
但是昨天晚上在这个沙坑中，
I saw you, and I figured right then that they had lied to me.
我看见了你，我立时清楚他们骗了我。
Had I taken time to see things that you've made, I would know they weren't calling a spade a spade.
我假如花时间去看你所造的，我应该会知道他们没有说实话。
That calling a spade is just like a metaphor for telling me the truth.
他们没有说实话。
And then he wrote a P.S.
他后记说。
Says it seems strange.
他说奇怪的是。
Since I've met you, I'm not afraid to die.
自从遇见你之后，我就不怕死了。
Okay, so we see, you know, he had been taught not to see God.
他以前被教导说看不到神或不要去看神。
But when he got out there in the sands of Saudi Arabia and saw the heavens,
在他在战场上，在这个沙坑中往天上看的时候，
he realized God had to exist.
他明白上帝一定会是存在的。
I can understand this a little bit when I remember the very first time I drove into the Grand Canyon.
我稍微能够体会他的这些话，因为我记得当我第一次开车到了大峡谷去的时候。
And I remember looking up at the stars, and I had never seen so many bright stars before in my entire life.
那在那个时候是我一生所看见最多的星星的时刻。
See, the stars were just so clear out there in the middle of nowhere.
在那个没有人的地方，晚上看到星星很多很多。
Okay.Or do you see the falsehoods of man when you look at the heavens?
还是说当我们看到天上的时候，只是看见人的错呢？
This is a quote from Charles Templeton.
这句话是引用 Charles Templeton 所说的。
He used to work with Billy Graham and was considered the better preacher than Billy Graham.
他曾经跟葛培里牧师一起同工，而且认为被认为比葛培里更会讲道。
But he apostatized and turned his back on God.
但是他后来背道了，远离了神。
And he wrote a book titled Farewell to God.
也写了一本书叫做《跟神说再见》。
One of the main reasons he gave for not believing in God anymore.
他给出不相信神的最主要的一个原因是。
He wrote, the world wasn't created over a period of days or a few thousand years ago.
他就说好，这个世界不是几千年前在几天之内被造的。
It has evolved over millions of years.
它是几百万年进化来的。
It's not a matter of speculation, it's demonstrable fact.
他说这不是猜测，而是可展示的事实。
Now what we're going to learn today and what we've been learning in our series is that this is not demonstrable fact.
那就像我们曾经我跟大家分享的以及我们会继续研究的就是这不是一个可展示的事实。
In fact, a lot of what we've been taught about the heavens is mere speculation.
事实上科学教了我们很多关于天的事情，只不过是人的猜测而已。
And this was from a conversation he had with Billy Graham.
这是他跟葛培里牧师交谈的一段话。
Okay. So do you see the glory of God or the vain imaginations of men when you look to the heavens?
所以当我们看着天的时候，我们是看见上帝的荣耀，还是看见人虚空的妄想呢？
Okay. Star formation is a headache for secular materialists.
星星的形成是世俗物质主义者很头痛的问题。
Okay. The Big Bang Theory requires population 3 stars of just hydrogen and helium gas.
大爆炸的理论要求最早形成的星星必定是由氢气和氦气形成的。
The major problem is they haven't found one.
但最重要的问题是他们还没找到一个。
So the Big Bang Theory requires a population 1, 2, and 3 kind of star.
那大爆炸理论说这个行星的形成有三个不同的阶段，三个不同的这个我们不叫人口哈，就是不同的星星的组成。
Yeah, just the names they've given to these types of stars.
他们就给这三种不同层次造的行星的名称。
But notice...There's no facts here. This is just their imaginations, and they've never found these stars.
但他们的推论不是事实，哈，只是他们的想象。他们也没找到一个他们所称的可以形成的星星。
And there are major problems with the theories concerning the formation of stars.
那最主要的问题就是他们对星星的形成的假设。
It goes against the major law of thermodynamics.
这些理论呢，违反热力学第二定律。
Right, that's also known as the law of entropy.
也称为熵定律。
And we saw this last time, but I'm repeating it because it's so important. I want you never to forget it.
上次我也跟大家分享了这一点，但是这个非常重要，我要再提醒一次。
See, natural laws go from organized to disorganized.
自然律是从有组织走向无组织。
So it would say you start with the star.
所以我们说它是从一个星星开始。
And the star will eventually fall apart and degrade and become a cloud of gas.
那星星最后呢会慢慢走向退化、拆毁甚至爆炸变成气体。
And that's what we observe.
这是我们所观察到的事实。
But evolutionists believe everything went against natural law.
但是进化论者却相信万物的进化是与自然律相反的情况发生的。
Right, they say that everything started out as gas and dust.
他们说凡事都是从气体跟尘埃开始。
And then itconcentrates and collapses into a star like our sun.
然后他们会伸缩，会浓缩，成为像一个星星的形状，或是太阳的形状。
And then eventually on that star will evolve PhDs in science that deny the existence of God.
然后这个理论最后造出来的就是那些否认上帝创造的科学家们。
Actually, a famous TV scientist says we're just stardust. That's all we are.
这是一个还是非常有名的在电视上出现的科学家说我们 We are star
Stardust That's it That's what he says we are Stardust
我们只不过是像星星一样的灰尘而已
Yeah That's a big difference than what God says we are We're created in his image
这跟上帝所说我们是按照他的形象所造相当的不一样
But notice evolutionists put their faith in their materialistic theories Not hard science
进化论者将他们的信心放在唯物理论上，而不是硬科学上。
There's a famous scientist, Arthur Eddington, said.
这是一个非常有名的科学家亚瑟·艾丁顿说的话。
If your theory is found to be against the second law of thermodynamics,
他说假如你的理论被发现是违反热力学第二定律，
I can give you no hope. There's nothing for your theory but to collapse and deep humiliation.
我就对你毫无希望了哈，因为他只会在最惨痛的羞辱中崩塌。
So notice the theories concerning the formation of the heavens without God.
作为一个没有神而形成天体被造出来的理论，
have to go against good science.
他们是违反好的科学的。
And other scientists say your theory is going to collapse in humiliation.
所以他说你的这个理论呢，会在最惨痛的羞辱中崩塌。
The Big Bang violates the laws of science.
大爆炸也违反科学定律。
Okay, this is a quote from scientists.
这是一个从科学家引用的话。
The Big Bang represents the instantaneous suspension of physical laws.
他说大爆炸的理论呢，就代表物理定律历史被终止。
It's the sudden abrupt flash of lawlessness that allowed something to come out of nothing.
不规律的法则突然容许有产生于虚无。
And even here's a scientist says it represents a true miracle, though scientists would say miracles don't happen.
所以这事实上就他们的理论来说呢，这是很大的奇迹。科学家们，这些科学家呢是不相信奇迹的。
Okay. So we have to learn to discern the difference between good hard science and just theories of soft science that aren't reasonable.
所以我们必须在有事实的硬科学跟人的想象的软科学之间有分辨的能力。
Why is what these scientists say any more scientific than in the beginning God created?
为什么科学家说他们这个理论比起初上帝创造更合科学呢？
According to the laws of science, in the beginning God created makes much more sense than these theories.
好，根据我所知的科学，起初上帝创造比这些理论更要令人相信。
Okay. Big Bang Theory is supported by politics, power, and money.
大爆炸的理论是政治、权力、金钱所支持的理论。
And I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this.
这个话不是我说的。
This is hundreds of scientists themselves who disagree with the Big Bang.
这是几百个不支持大爆炸理论的科学家们所说的话。
And they say the Big Bang Theory is soft science. It relies on fudge factors and hypothetical entities never observed.
他们说好一个依赖蒙混的因素以及未曾观察到的假设建立的软科学。
And I give you the website there so you can go read it for yourself.
好，那下面我把他的网站给你哈，你可以自己去更多的发掘。
But they complain that there's a lot of politics involved in science now.
他们抱怨说有很多的政治因素参与在现在的科学研究当中。
See, and the people that have the power,
那些握有权力的人，
they won't give any money to study anything that goes against the Big Bang.
他们不会把金钱支持在任何一个反对大爆炸理论的研究的科学人身上。
So this Big Bang science has become very political.
所以这个大爆炸理论的科学呢，变得非常的政治化。
Which is sad because you can't do good science when that happens.
所以这非常的可悲哈，因为这么做的时候呢，就没有真正的科学存在。
But major problems with the Big Bang is they had to make up what they call dark energy.
那对于大爆炸一个理论一个很大的问题呢，就是说他们必须找出这个所谓的黑能量的理论。
It's never been seen, never been observed. It's just been thought up in the minds of men.
那这个 dark 就是黑暗的能量呢，从来不存在，也从来没有观察到，只是人的想象出来。
But supposedly 69% of our entire universe is dark energy that we've never seen or observed.
他们说全宇宙有 69% 呢是这个黑暗的能量，但是是人从来观察不到的。
And 26% is dark matter which we've never seen or observed.
26% 是黑暗的物质，也是我们从来看不到的。
And they had to make these two things up, or the theory of the Big Bang would just totally fall apart and collapse.
所以他们必须制造出这些理论，要不然大爆炸理论就会完全的崩溃。
So basically, the Big Bang theory is just a mathematical formula that they had to put these fudge factors into to make it work.
所以大爆炸理论呢，他们是按照数学的计算，而必须计算出像他们所呈现的这样的比例，才使它的大爆 大理论可以成立。
Big Bang cosmology reflects faith as much as objective truth.
所以大爆炸的宇宙论呢，反映出与客观真理需要同等的信心。
Again, this is a non-Christian scientist.
这也是一个不是基督徒的科学家所写出来的。
He says there are good reasons to think the Big Bang model is seriously flawed.
他也说哈，我们有很好的理由相信大爆炸了。模式呢具有严重的缺陷。
And these are from Scientific American and Nature, two science magazines.
这就是两个美国科学杂志发表的话。
Okay, star formation has never been observed.
那星星的形成从来没有被观察到。
Okay, there's a general belief that stars are forming by gravitational collapse.
那一般的相信是认为。星星是因为吸引力崩塌而形成的。
In spite of vigorous efforts, no one has yet found any observational indication or confirmation.
那即使有这么猛烈的努力，
okay.
还没有一个人找到任何观察可指证这个说法是成立的。
Okay. So they never found any hard science to support this.
却从来没有硬科学可以支持这个说法。
So when they say thus, the generally accepted theory of stellar formation may be one of 100 unsupported dogmas which constitute a large part of present-day astrophysics.
因此，众所接纳的星星形成理论可能是几百个没有办法支撑的教条之一。这些教条组成当今天文物理学的一大部分。
And this is written by a Nobel Prize winner.
这是一个诺贝尔奖得主所讲的话。
This is not science, it's unsupported dogmas.
所以这些不是科学，是没有办法支撑的教条。
So why would anybody not believe Genesis 1 when the only other option is these unsupported dogmas?
所以为什么有人不相信创世纪一章的话，而相信这些没有办法支撑的教条？
One is a revelation of God Himself.
一个就是上帝自己的启示。
The other is the imaginations of men.
一个就是出于人虚空的想象。
Many problems in the study of stars.
那在研究星星的时候呢，我们面对了许多的问题。
Stars are so far away, they appear to us to be just pinpoints of light.
星星非常的遥远，它们看起来只是一些光点。
We cannot see their size or shape.
我们看不见它们的大小和形状。
So how can we tell the different types of stars apart?
所以我们怎么能够区分不同类型的星星呢？
For the vast majority of stars, there's only one characteristic feature we can observe, and that's the color of their light.
对众多星星而言，我们只能观察到的一个特征，只是它们的光的颜色。
So in other words, you can't do a whole lot of hard empirical science in the study of stars.
换句话说，在研究星星的时候呢，人们没有办法找到一些可以观察到的事实的硬科学。
And another scientist complains.
另外一个科学家也这么抱怨。
Right, it's a bit disturbing that all these estimates of the ages and compositions of the stars.
他说好，令人稍感困扰的是，所有对星星的年纪和内部结构的估计呢。都依赖对星星内部如何运作缜密的计算。
They rest on elaborate calculations of what's going on inside them, but all that we observe is the light emitted from their surface.
但是我们所能观察到的只是从星星表面发出的亮光。
Okay. And here you have the light spectrum, you know, ultraviolet to infrared.
下面我们用这个光谱号从这个紫外线到这个红外线。
Right. And what we can see with our eyes is visible light.
这些光是可见的光。
And that's the main light God lets through our atmosphere so we can have life on Earth.
这也是上帝从大气层透露出来可以让我们看到的光，也使地球有生命可以存在。
Okay. We can take five kinds of pictures of galaxies and stars.
好，我们可以造出五种银河跟星星的图片。
Right, you can use radio waves.
我们可以用辐射线。
Infrared waves.
红外线。
Visible light waves.
可见的光线。
Ultraviolet rays.
紫外线。
Or X-rays.
或是 X-ray。
And some of the pictures we see in magazines and media, they combine several of these into one picture.
那有的时候我们在杂志或电视上看到图片呢，是把这五种集合在一起的图片。
But obviously, you can only learn so much by observing the light that's coming from them.
但是只从光线来研究它们，就受到了很大的限制。
Okay. There's a lot of fake news out there coming from the star nursery.
好，有许多假新闻发自星星养殖场。
Okay. Stars, this is a quote from a book, stars are still forming today.
这是我从一本书引用的话，他们今天哈，星星仍然在形成。
About 1500 light years away lies the Orion Nebula, enough gas and dust to make a million stars.
他们陈述说哈，在1500光年外是猎户星座这个星云，它具有足够的气体和尘埃，造出百万颗星星。
Now, Orion is mentioned in the Bible.
那这个猎户星座呢，圣经有提到。
Now, he says this Orion Nebula even contains protostars that are still condensing.
他们说在这个猎户星座的星云里面呢，还包括仍然在凝结的原星。
So this scientist makes it sound like we know how stars form.
所以这个科学家说法好像说，哦，我们知道星星是怎么形成的。
And we're actually observing it.
事实上我们正在观察它们。
But that's not true.
但这不是真话。
Here's the Orion Nebula, the way we would see it.
这就是我们肉眼可看到的猎户星座。
It's supposed to be birthing stars there.
他们说这里继续在生产星星。
Here's a closer up picture from a different telescope.
这是另外一个望远镜照出来的图画。
Okay, and then here's is about as close as we can get.
这是我们用最好的望远镜可以照出的这个图片。
And here is where they say stars are being born.
他们说星星就在这个地方形成。
But again, we got a major problem.
但是我们还是有一个很大的问题。
Gas does what gas does.
就是气体就按照它的作用来作用。
There's a law of physics. Gas expands when there's no pressure on it.
但这个有一个物理学定律，就是说，气体不断在扩张。
And now images taken by the European Southern Observatory Very Large Telescope in 2002.
这是一个2001年2月欧洲南方天文观察站照的一个照片。
They have verified that this very nebula in Orion is actually expanding, not contracting.
那这个望远镜照出来的图像显示哈，猎户座的马头星云结构还在扩张。
So in other words, it's not forming stars.
换句话说，它们不是在形成星星。
In the process of expanding.
而是气体在扩张。
So we observe a theory becoming a PhD fairy tale.
就我们现在来观察哈，一个变成所谓的博士童话。
Here's one current estimate of how many stars there are.
现在根据他们的估计呢，星星有这么多。
I would like to make Annie translate that, but I won't do that.
我算不出来这是到底多少数字哈。
But that's a lot of stars, and that's a rough estimate.
这是他们粗略的估计。
Of course, almost every scientist will have a different estimate.
但是每个科学家会有不同的数字的估计。
But even if the universe is 15 to 20 billion years old, as they say,
即使宇宙如他们所说是150到200亿年之久。
Okay, you would have to form 3 trillion 500 billion stars each year.
那根据这个说法呢？每一年必须有3兆5000万的星星在形成。
To have all the stars we see today, or can know about.
今天他们能够观察到的星星。
And that would amount to 6.5 million stars would have had to form every minute for the last 15 billion years.
换句话说呢，在过去150亿年当中呢，每一分钟要形成650万颗星星。
But yet we've never seen one star form.
但是我们现在还观察不到一颗星星被形成。
So how do evolutionists deal with this?
所以进化论者怎么处理这件事情呢？
Just don't talk about it.
就是说大家静声不要讲。
Okay. Don't be fooled by cosmologists, magicians.
所以不要让宇宙学的魔术家欺骗了你。
Right, a cosmologist is somebody who studies the cosmos, the heavens.
好，这个宇宙学家就是研究宇宙的人。
And here's a quote from a scientist.
这是一个科学家所说的话。
Okay, don't let the cosmologist try to kid you on this one.
他说不要让宇宙学者试图用这个欺骗你。
Okay, in the beginning they will say there was nothing.
他们会说哈，在起初的时候什么都没有。
Then there was a quantum fluctuation.
然后出现一个大量的波动。
What's a quantum fluctuation?
什么是一个大量波动呢？
Nobody really knows. It's not hard science.
好，没有人真正知道他们意所何止，因为这不是硬科学。
But before you know it, they have pulled 100 billion galaxies out of their quantum hats.
但是在你还没有回过神来的时候呢，他们已经从量子帽中拉出了上一个银河。
Okay, magic.
魔术啊。
And they say we're ignorant and foolish because we believe God created everything.
所以他们说我们是非常无知的，我们是非常愚昧的。我们说上帝创造了万物。
No, believing in God is much more reasonable than buying into a lot of these imaginations of men.
但是相信上帝比相信这些人的想象是更合理的。
The silent embarrassment of modern astrophysics is that we do not know how even a single one of these stars managed to form.
现在天文物理学最沉默的尴尬就是我们甚至连一颗星星的形成都不明白。
And that's a quote from Science Magazine.
这是从一个科学杂志。
Okay, these are non-Christian scientists saying this.
这些是非基督徒科学家所说的。
Why haven't we seen even one star form from some galactic dust cloud yet?
为什么我们现在还没有看见某个银河的尘埃形成一颗星星呢？
There's a good reason, because
因为
the heavens declare the glory of God.
因为诸天诉说的是上帝的荣耀。
See, God created them.
因为上帝创造了他们。
So you're not going to be able to explain how they occurred naturally.
所以我们既然是上帝造的，我们就没有办法用自然的法则去说它是怎么造出来的。
So the heavens also expose the vain imaginations of men.
所以诸天也同时揭露人虚妄的想象。
The problem is most of us would never know these facts.
问题就是说我们每个人都没有办法真正知道这些事实。
Because most of the media and the textbooks present everything as proven fact when it's not.
因为所有的媒体跟教科书都说他们所陈述的是事实，而其实他们不是事实。
Now we do observe supernova and planetary nebula, which is evidence for star death.
那我们确实可观察到的就是超亮的星光以及行星状的星云，这些证明行星死亡。
Okay. Astronomers have observed a star die and explode into a supernova about every 30 years.
天文学家已经观察到每三年一颗星星，每三十年一颗星星会死亡，爆炸出超级的亮光。
So star death is solid science. We can observe it.
所以死亡，星星死亡的证是有证据的，是科学的，因为人们可以观察到。
And we can explain how it happens.
我们也可以解释它们是如何发生的。
It fits the second law of thermodynamics.
他们能够配合热力学第二定律。
But a major problem, they can only find around 300 supernovas.
但是问题是，天文学家目前只找到大约300个超亮的星光。
That's only 9,000 years worth of them.
那根据每年每30年一个的话呢，那这300个就是9000年当中发生的。
So is our universe only 9,000 years old?
所以我们的宇宙只有9000年吗？
Well, we'll let you think about that.
我们再好好去想想吧。
But evolution theory requires hundreds of millions of years of supernovas, and they're just not there.
但是进化论呢，要求有千万个这种超亮的星光，但是目前呢，这个数字还不在那。
Okay. Are the stars wrong or evolutionary cosmology wrong?
就是星星错了呢，还是进化论的宇宙论错了呢？
Well, I don't think God created the stars wrong.
我想上帝并没有错误的创造了星星。
Okay, now here's some supernovas.
这些是些超级星光。
Here's one we observed in 2018.
这左边是2018年所观察到的。
Here's one they observed in 1987.
这中间的是1987年所观察到的。
See where the arrow is, it was just a dot of light.
好，这个箭头指的就是一点星光。
And then in a day or two, it exploded into a nova as big as that other picture.
结果在一两天之内，它爆炸了，形成这个超亮的星光。
So we observed it exploding.
好，所以他们观察到星星的爆炸。
Here's a supernova remnant that Kepler discovered in 1600.
这是开普勒在1600的时候照到一个超级星光剩下的光点。
Before Kepler, it didn't exist, and then Kepler found it when it exploded.
好，所以开普勒观察到它的爆炸。
And then here's the Crab Nebula that China, the Chinese discovered this one in 1054. They observed it explode.
那这是中国人在1054年所观察到爆炸的蟹状的星云。
And this is what should happen. Things fall apart. Gases expand.
所以根据热力学第二定律的话呢，就是它的爆炸了，好，因为气体在扩张。
Galaxies are as big a mystery as stars.
银河跟星星都是大奥秘。
Here's another scientist.
这是另外一个科学家说的话。
There shouldn't be galaxies out there at all.
他说好，宇宙中不该有银河。
And even if there are galaxies,
他即使有的话，
the problem of explaining the existence of galaxies has proved to be one of the thorniest in cosmology.
他说对银河存在的解释的问题是宇宙学中最棘手的问题之一。
And I give you two references that verify that.
好，这边有两个参照。
Okay. Stars defy natural explanation because they have a supernatural origin.
所以我们看见哈，星星会抗拒自然的解释，因为它们有超自然的起源。
Okay. God says, "To whom then will ye liken me?"
那圣者说，你们将谁比我？
Or who shall I be equal?
叫他与我相等呢？
Said the Holy One.
圣者说，
"Lift up your eyes on high and behold who has created these things."
你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象。
That bringeth out their host by number.
按数目领出。
He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might.
他一一称其名，因他的全能。
For that he is strong in power, not one faileth.
又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
You see, God has named every one of those stars. We can't even do that.
上帝为每一颗星星都命名，我们根本都做不出来。
And they all have a very precise path in the heavens.
他们在天空也有非常固定的道路，行进的道路。
And God says he set that path and he keeps the stars on that path because that's how mighty he is.
而且他把每颗星星都按照他的这个道路 排列出来。这点我们就看到上帝是多么的超然伟大。
He wants us to catch something of how great he is. We can hardly fathom it.
他要我们捕捉到他是多么的大能大力好，这是我们想象都想象不到的。
The stars are created by an awesome God.
所以星星是这个全能的上帝所造出来的。
Both general and special revelation have the same author.
所以普遍启示跟特殊启示呢，都有同一位作者。
See, general revelation has to do how God reveals himself in his creation.
普遍启示就是上帝在他的造物当中显示出他自己的形象。
The special revelation is how God revealed himself in Jesus Christ and in his word.
特殊启示就是上帝借着主耶稣基督和他的话语来显出他自己。
So the supernatural nature of the heavens reveals their creator to be the same God who supernaturally inspired his holy word in the Bible.
所以诸天超自然的本质显示他们的创造者是超自然默示圣经话语的同一位上帝。
Okay, the two revelations bear witness to each other.
这两个启示彼此互相作证。
Okay, divine inspiration is revealed in the Bible's scientific foreknowledge.
那圣经对科学的先知先见显明他们是上帝的默示。
God has revealed a lot of things in the Bible that were scientifically correct, but science didn't discover it for thousands of years.
神在他的话语当中启示了很多科学的事实，是科学家们之后很多年才发现的。
And the Bible is totally unique in this. No other ancient book has.
而圣经在这方面是相当独特的，没有任何古老的作品有这样一个特征。
And this scientific knowledge is especially evident in mankind's study of the heavens.
这些科学的先知先见呢，特别在人类对天体的研究显明出来。
The Bible reveals the earth is a sphere floating in space.
首先，圣经启示地球是漂浮在太空的一个球。
A lot of verses reveal that.
好，有很多经文启示这一点。
Okay. The sun is moving through the heavens, says in Psalm 19.
然后在诗篇十九篇，我们看到他说太阳行进在天体当中。
Now scientists tell us it's moving at 600,000 miles an hour.
科学家告诉我们说，它是以每小时600,000英里的速度在进行。
That's fast.
非常的快。
Okay. The Bible tells us the earth rotates.
圣经也告诉我们地球旋转。
Okay. And that's in Job.
是在约伯记。
That's written about 1600-1700 BC.
约伯记的写作是纪元前1600到1700年之间。
Okay. The Bible reveals that light travels in a way. It's always moving.
那圣经也启示说光是以线的方式行事，它一直在行进。
Science has discovered that light is a form of radiant energy traveling 186,000 miles a second.
那科学家发现光是一种辐射能量，它以每秒186,000英里的速度行进。
That's 660 million miles an hour.
那是每小时6,600,000英里。
How does anything travel that fast?
有什么东西可以像光这么快速的进行呢？
Well, see, the more hard science we learn, the greater our God becomes.
所以我们学到更多的硬科学，就更发现上帝是多么伟大。
Okay. Bible says light can be parted.
好，圣经也告诉我们光可以被分开。
Right, and Isaac Newton discovered this with transparent prisms, with visible light.
所以牛顿使用了透明棱镜，发现了这一点。
But remember, we also learned how God parted good light rays from the harmful light rays in our atmosphere.
神也在大气层里面将有益的光跟有害的光线分开。
If light couldn't be parted, there wouldn't be life on Earth.
所以假如光不能被分开的话呢？地球上就没有办法有生命。
Okay. The Bible also reveals the first law of thermodynamics.
好，第六个，创世纪，圣经也显示热力学第一定律。
And we'll look at that when we get to Genesis chapter 2.
我们讲到创世纪第二章的时候会。
Creation was finished.
在那里说创造就结束了。
Thus, matter and energy is neither being created nor destroyed.
所以今天好，物质或能量不能再被创造或是销毁。
God is preserving creation.
上帝也保存受造之物。
And of course, the Bible teaches us because Jesus is God, He holds all things together.
好，因为耶稣也是上帝，圣经告诉我们耶稣托住万有。
Science really has a tough time explaining how the atom can stay together.
科学家很难去解释或是证明这些原子怎么可以保存在一个不受它的干扰哈，可以保存，可以被托住。
The second law of thermodynamics is revealed in Hebrews and Isaiah and Psalms.
然后在希伯来书、以赛亚书、诗篇都写明了热力学第二定律。
Where we're told the earth like a garment is wearing out.
在那边告诉我们，地球像衣服渐渐旧了。
See, the Bible revealed that long before men discovered it.
所以圣经在人发觉它之前很久就已经启示出来。
That's because the God who knows everything wrote the Bible.
因为知道万事的上帝啊，也写下了圣经。
This is also the law of increasing entropy. Everything's running down, wearing out, and growing old.
这也就是所谓的熵定律哈，万物会退化、消耗，然后变旧、变老。
This is a law. There's no way to escape it.
好，这是一个定律，没有办法去违背它。
Even we all are going to grow old and die.
即使我们都会变老，然后会死亡。
That's why it's so important to prepare for eternity.
这就是为什么哈，我们很重要的要预备永恒。
Because God has promised that those that believe in Jesus, they will get a new eternal body that will never die.
因为上帝应许那些相信耶稣基督的人，他们有一天会得到一个永恒的身体，就不会再死。
See, in this universe, second law of thermodynamics, everything grows old and dies.
因为在我们这个宇宙中呢，凡事都会退化、消耗、变旧、死亡。
But God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth.Wherein dwells righteousness, and you can get there if you believe in Jesus.
但是上帝会创造一个新天新地，哈，有公义来治理。假如我们相信主耶稣，有一天我们就在新天新地里面。
Okay, ask yourself, are you preparing for eternity? Don't let this question just blow by you. Are you preparing?
所以我们为永恒在预备自己吗？
That's forever.
这是永恒的事情。
Do you know for sure you're going to heaven or maybe you're going to hell?
你确定你会到天上还是到地狱去呢？
You got to settle that question now.
现在就要解决这个问题。
Before 1950, most scientists believed in the steady state or eternal universe.
1950年之前呢，多数科学家认为啊，宇宙保持的固定状态，或是宇宙是永恒的。
Now we know everything had a beginning.
但是现在我们知道万事都有一个开端。
And the Bible says stars are innumerable.
圣经告诉我们星星是无法计数的。
And their orbits are precise.
而且它们的轨道很精准。
Before Galileo, people only counted little less than 3,000 stars.
在伽利略之前呢，人们数到的星星不到3000颗。
But you see, because God created all the stars and because God wrote the Bible,
那因为上帝创造了所有的星星，他也写下了圣经。
That's why the Bible reveals the stars can't be counted.
所以圣经启示我们星星是没有办法去计算的。
It's God's book.
这是上帝的话语所说的。
And heaven is immeasurable, we're told in the Bible.
圣经也告诉我们天是无法丈量的。
To us, it's infinite.
对我们来说，他们是无限的。
Okay.And each star is unique, according to Corinthians.
根据哥林多前书，每颗星星也都是独特的。
A star has so many variables in its makeup, the probability of two identical stars is zero.
一颗星星在它的构造上具有许多变数，两颗星星完全相同的概率是零。
Okay. Just like every snowflake, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, and every human being.
就正如每个雪花、每个草的刀面、沙土和每个人。
No two are exactly the same.
没有两个是完全相同。
An infinite God loves infinite variety.
所以无限的上帝喜爱无限的品种。
Okay. So all these scientific facts were revealed in the Bible thousands of years before scientists discovered them.
所以这些科学的事实呢，在很久很久。以前科学家还没有发现以前都已经启示出来了。
Okay. So how did the writers of scripture reveal scientific truth long before any man knew them?
所以圣经的作者们如何在任何人知道科学事实之前先将他们启示出来呢?
Because God was the one author who inspired them.
他们的那位独一作者。
See, there's many writers of the Bible that God used to write down His Word.
圣经有许多的作者是上帝使用将他的话语写下来。
But God is the one author of all of it.
但是上帝是唯一的一位作者。
And He inspired them to write His truth.
他默示他们写下他的真理。
Oh, how humble scientists need to be.
所以科学家们真的要在上帝面前大大谦卑下来。
And here's one of my favorite illustrations.
现在我要分享一个我最喜欢的这个比方。
This is a preacher named Harry Rimmer.
这是一个传道人，他的名字叫做 Harry Rimmer.
Yeah, he had a degree in science before God called him into the ministry.
神呼召他出来服事之前呢，他是一位科学家。
So he loved to preach on science a lot and defend the Bible.
所以他常常爱用科学来讲道，而且护卫圣经。
And in fact, he offered $1,000 to anyone who could prove a scientific error in the Bible.
事实上，他赏$1,000给任何能够证明圣经的科学是错的。
Okay, and he had a whole team of scientists that would, he got thousands of attempts to prove the Bible had scientific error.
所以他有一组科学家们，很多人向他提出一些圣经科学错误的这些指控。
And his team of scientists answered every one of them.
所以他的科学团队呢，就回答每一个提出的问题。
Never had a problem.
从来没有遇到一件难题。
Until this one man in New York,
直到一个来自纽约的人。
New York City, 1940.
在1940年，在纽约市。
He said he proved there were scientific errors in the Bible, and he wanted his $1,000.
他说好，他证明圣经有错，他要他的$1,000赏金。
So he took Harry Rimmer to court.
所以他把 Harry Rimmer 就控诉到法院。
And actually went to court, one of our biggest court systems in New York City.
所以他们就在法庭相见，那个时候是纽约，是在纽约市最大的一个法庭。
And this actually was quite big in the news around the country.
那个时候这件事情呢，在新闻体就爆发出来。
Yeah, and I have a book written by Harry Rimmer's lawyer.
我有一本 Harry Rimmer 的律师写的书。
Okay, he was also a Christian, and he wrote his account of the trial.
他也是基督徒，就把那一次诉讼的程序写下来。
And then I have Harry Rimmer's book that he wrote about the trial.
我也有 Harry Rimmer 自己写的关于这一次审讯的书。
Now the man that was suing him said he had found 50 something errors. He made a long list.
那这个控诉他们的人呢，他写了大概50条的事情，说圣经有错。
But when they went to court, they had to narrow it down to 8.
但是他们到法庭的时候呢，就把它缩减成八件事情。
And to make a long story short,
所以长话短说
，the Bible was found innocent. In other words, it did not have one scientific error in it.
圣经被证明是无辜的，换句话说，他们没有办法证明圣经的这个科学里面的。 东西是错的。
Now one of the things he was trying to prove, he says everybody knows that the universe is billions of years old.
这个人的控诉之一，他是说哈，每个人都知道这个宇宙呢是几多少亿年之前这么老。
Okay, and the Bible says it is created in 6 days.
而圣经说它是六天之内建创造出来的。
And it's very interesting when you read how things are done in court.
但是很有意思的就是当你在法庭看事情发展的这个程序的时候。
See, a theory doesn't hold up in court, only facts.
理论在法庭是建立不起来的，只有事实可以被建立。
And the man who was suing Harry Rimmer, he tried to get heads of the museums in New York City and other famous scientists to come and support him in his lawsuit.
那这个控诉的人呢，希望从纽约的这个博物馆的馆长，还有这个图书馆的馆长、科学家来支持他的论点。
But they all refused to go to court.
对，他们都拒绝出庭。
Because they knew in court you can't just present theories, you have to have hard science.
因为他们知道在法庭上你不能够呈现的只是理论，你必须有事实哈。
And when we're talking about how old the universe is, you're talking about theories, not hard science.
所以当我们讨论过说宇宙到底有多少年之久呢？这只是理论，这不是一个可以呈现事实的科学。
So very, very interesting. The Bible was taken to court.
很有趣的是，圣经确实被提到法院去了。
And it's the only ancient book that has been proven not to have scientific errors in it.
而是它是唯一一个经过法庭认证没有错误的一本书。
Wouldn't you want to study this book more, seeing how supernatural it is?
所以当圣经这么超自然的时候，你不会想说要更多去研究它吗？
Okay. Now here's some important spiritual lessons to be learned from the hymn.
看看从诸天学习到的一些重要的属灵功课。
Okay. First, God said, let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years.
首先，创世纪一章告诉我们说，让他们做记号，定节令、日子、年岁。
Okay, let's take an IQ test. You've taken an IQ test, right?
我们来做一个小小的智商测验。
Where they'll list four things and ask you which one doesn't belong in the list.
他会说，你们看这里面有四个东西，哪一个东西不属于这个类型呢？这个类别呢？
All right, which one of these four seems out of place?
好，这四个当中有一个好像位置不对。
Okay, I know you're all on mute, so I can't hear.
我知道你们都静音，所以听不到你们的回答。
Which one seems out of place?
哪一个好像不对位哈？就是那个记号。
Right, a sign is something that proclaims a message.
记号是用来宣告一个信息的。
Right, the gospel was designed into the stars and constellations by God. That's what he's telling us.
好，这边使他们做记号，就是星星和星座呢，被上帝设计进了福音的信息。
They're a sign.
他们是记号。
So there's a message in the stars.
所以在星星当中呢，神要传递一些信息。
Now here's just one, right? There's many different messages, but here's one of the major ones that we want to look at a little bit.
好，那是所以在星星里面设计了很多福音的信息。那现在我要跟大家分享的只是这其中的一些而已。
That's the fact that the constellations were well known in the time of Job.
那星座哈，这也是一个事实哈，它在约伯的时代已经众所周知。
Okay. And in Job, we're told, can thou bring forth Maserot in his season?
在约伯记三十八章说，你能按时领出十二宫吗？
Okay, and Maserot is the Hebrew word for constellations.
在约伯记里面用的是 Maserot， 那是希伯来星座的名称。
Okay. Now, they were formed by God to teach man the gospel.
他们是上帝形成教导福音给人类的。
Okay.Now, it's interesting, God let Adam name the animals.
很有意思的是上帝让亚当给动物取名。
But God named the stars himself.
可是上帝自己给星星取名。
Right, he tells the number of the stars and he calls them all by their names. He has given a name to every star.
诗篇说他数点星宿的数目，一一称他的名。
Now, some of these names have been preserved for us to this day.
好，那有些这些名字呢，一直保存在现在，我们都知道。
And he named him and preserved him because our God is great as our Lord and his understanding is infinite.
诗篇147篇第五节继续说，我们的主伟大，最有能力，他的智慧无法测度。
Okay, who else could name the stars and put a sign, a message in them?
谁可以为星星命名，而且在他们里面放进了他的讯息呢？
a message that is pretty similar around the whole world.
这个讯息在全世界各个地方都非常类似。
Many Hebrew star names are used in the messianic prophecies that related to Jesus.
好，许多希伯来文的星星名字被用在弥赛亚的预言当中。
That'll be another study for another time.
好，那是另外一个研究。
Now, four major zodiac signs are revealed in Genesis 3.
四个主要的黄道记号在创世纪三章启示出来。
God said to the serpent,
神对蛇说,
I will put enmity between thee and the woman.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇。
And between thy seed and her seed.
你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。
It shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel.
女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
So notice you have the serpent.
所以这边有蛇。
You have the woman.
有女人。
You have the woman's seed that's going to be the Messiah.
有女人的后裔就是弥赛亚。
And kind of mysteriously, you have the serpent's seed.
还有仇敌蛇的后裔。
Okay. Now the woman we find in the star starts out as Virgo, the virgin.
那这个女人呢，在这个十二个记这个黄道里面的记录呢，就是从一个处女座开始。
Okay. Now how do you know that's a woman? How do you know that's a virgin? You can't tell that from the stars. Somebody put that message there.
好，这是一个女人的形状哈，手里拿这个穗子。那为什么叫她处女呢？我们不知道，但是有人就是把这个取名叫做处女座。
But what nobody can explain is that all around the world, most cultures have the same symbol in the star.
虽然我们没有办法解释，但是在全世界的文化文明当中呢，都有这个处女座这个星星。
And then you have a woman chained in Andromeda.
然后呢，有一个仙女座，我们看到这个女的呢，手上被锁链套住。
And that can refer to Israel that is currently in bondage.
这可以指的是以色列哈，目前在捆锁当中。
Or it could refer to Christ's church under persecution.
也可以指说基督的教会在逼迫当中。
And then you have Cassiopeia, which is the woman enthroned as queen.
然后你有一个所谓的先后座，在这里这个女人呢被坐在她的宝座上，好像是皇后一样。
And of course, the day is coming when Israel will be the head of the nations again.
那当然我们晓得以色列后来会做列国的首领。
And we also know the day is coming when Jesus' bride will sit down with him on his throne.
我们也晓得有一天基督的教会会与他一同坐在他的宝座上。
So there's the woman.
所以那就是一个女人在天上显明的记号。
Now we're specifically told in the Bible that by his spirit he has garnished the heavens. God designed the heavens.
那约伯记也告诉我们哈，借他的灵使天有装饰。
His hand has formed the crooked serpent.
他的手造出快蛇。
Now one serpent takes up one third of the ecliptic, one third there of the heavens.
我们看到在天体上呢，有一条蛇，它的尺寸、它的大小占据了整个黄道的三分之一。
Isn't that interesting that in Revelation it tells us that the devil took one third of the angels with him when he fell?
很有意思，就是在启示录里面哈，当他记载说，魔鬼堕落的时候呢，他把天上天使的三分之一都与他一同脱落到地上。
But one of the main messages in the stars
但是在这个星星当中最主要的信息是
is the seed of the woman crushing the seed of the serpent's head.
就是女人的后裔呢打碎了蛇的头。
And here we see the head of the serpent Hydra being crushed by the feet of Leo.
在这里狮子座当中我们看到这个他的狮子的这个脚呢踩在这个蛇的头上。
And here the lion's a type of Christ, and of course the serpent a type of Satan.
所以狮子是基督的预表，而蛇是撒旦的预表。
Okay, here you have the strong man Hercules.
在五仙座里面哈。
Notice his foot is crushing the head of Draco, the dragon.
我们也看到他的脚踩在这个 Draco, dragon, 在龙的头上。
And Hercules also has in his hand the head of Hydra. He's decapitated.
所以那在这个武士的这个手左手中呢也有这个蛇的这个头他把他的头给砍掉。
Yeah, he's killed the enemy.
好把敌人给杀死。
Here's another type of Christ, Ophiuchus, the strong man.
好在天蝎座里面我们看到另外一个强大的人。
Notice his foot is on Scorpio, the
看到他的脚也踩在这个蝎的
course, the scorpion is a type of demons.
踩在蝎子上的头上哈，那蝎子也是邪灵的一个象征。
And then the strong man is holding back the serpent who's trying to get the crown.
那他的手握住了这条蛇，这个蛇试图夺取这个冠冕。
There's an amazing message designed into the stars. How did they get there?
所以在这个星星当中呢，设计进了一个非常奇妙的信息。
Okay.And then we have Perseus, who is called the breaker.
然后在英仙座里面有这个 Perseus, 他被称作是这个打碎者。
Notice he has the head.
你看
他
那个
the enemy.
在他左手上呢就有一个头，一个敌人的头。
And the hair of this head is a snake's.
这个头的头发呢就是蛇的头发。
Obviously a type of Satan again.
他又是一个魔鬼的象征。
Whose head is crushed by the strong man.
他的头被大力士给击碎。
And then here's Orion, one of the most famous constellations.
然后在最有名的猎户座里。
There his foot is on what's now Lupus, probably been corrupted over time.
他的脚也踩在这个兽的这个头上。
But Lupus is a rabbit, a type of Satan here, an unclean animal.
那这个兔呢？这个兔就是也是象征，它是一个不洁净的动物，好，就是预表着撒旦。
And then Orion has destroyed the head.Of Satan, who is like a roaring lion.
然后猎户的左手上也看到他抓着一个这个敌人的头。
And Orion literally means the glorious one.
好，猎户座，他的 Orion 的意思就是指荣耀者。
And then lastly, here we have the sea monster, Cetus.
最后我们有这个鲸鱼座。
And here's Aries, the ram, which is a type of Christ.
好，在这边你看到一只这个山羊的这个图画。
Notice he's got one of his feet on the head, crushing the serpent of the.
那这羊的一个脚也踩在这个鲸鱼的头上。
And the Bible talks about this sea serpent Leviathan a lot.
好，所以约伯记也提到这个 Leviathan 哈，我们翻成鲸鱼，但是事实上不是鲸鱼哈，就是它可以踩是一个呀，是一个海怪。
But what's the main message here in the stars to summarize?
在这里我们可以归纳在星星里面最主要的信息是什么呢?
The Messiah conquered. Yeah.
弥赛亚征服了而且他统治了哈，哈利路亚。
Jesus' kingdom will be forever and Satan is going to be removed.
耶稣的国度会存到永远而撒旦会被挪开。
Hasn't happened yet, but it won't be long.
还没有实现但是不久了。
Okay.Why is Earth so small compared to the heaven?
为什么地球跟天相比是如此渺小?
See that little white dot there? That's the Earth from the edge of our solar system.
好，从我们的太阳系来看呢，我们的地球就是那么小小的一个白点。
Yeah, looks so small compared to heaven.
与天对比是如此渺小。
Even if Earth were a million times bigger, it would be insignificantly small from the vantage point of heaven.
即使地球被放大一百万倍。从天的制高点看，它还是微乎其微。
This teaches us that all worldly things.
它教导我们所有地上的事物。
Worldly honor, pleasure, and riches are insignificant compared to heavenly glory.
好比尊荣、享乐、财富，与天的荣耀相比是微不足道的。
So we should use our earthly riches to lay up eternal treasures in heaven.
所以我们必须用世上的事物来。成为天上的财宝。
Heavens reveal the glory of God for good reason.
所以诸天很有道理的述说上帝的荣耀。
Because the bigger God gets, the smaller we get, and the better life gets.
如果在我们眼中上帝越大，我们就越小，人生就越好。
And I encourage you to look up those scriptures later.
好，我们也可以看看那些经文。
Beholding God's glory produces a healthy fear of God.
瞻仰上帝的荣耀会产生健康的对上帝的敬畏
，which will cause us to flee sin and obey Him.
他们会促使我们逃避罪恶，来顺从他。
Such an awesome Creator, and yet He still loved me enough to die for my sins.
如此超棒的造物主爱我，竟然为我的罪而死。
The heavens reveal an incredibly awesome God.
诸天也显明无与伦比的超棒的上帝。
They reveal God's omnipotence.
他们显明上帝的无所不能。
So much power in all those huge stars.
在那数不计的星星当中，有这么大的能力在托住。
And God keeps every one of them in their orbit.
上帝也使他们每一个按照他们的轨道。
The stars reveal God's infinitude.
那星星们也显明上帝的无穷。
immeasurable distances and countless numbers.
好比无法丈量的距离，还有无法计算的数目。
And the stars reveal God's omniscience.
他们也显明上帝的无所不知。
He knows and names each star.
他知道，而且为每一颗星星取名。
And as I've taught you many times, God knows you, and He gave you your name, not just your parents.
就像我以前所跟大家教导的，上帝也知道你，他也知道你的名字。
And He gave you your name for a reason.
他也把你的名字给你，有他的原因。
Somehow it will be related to your God-given purpose in life.
他你的名字很可能也跟你上帝为你人生所定的旨意有关系。
Key lessons from our study of heaven and earth.
就我们研究天地所得的关键功课是什么呢？
From these first 4 days of creation.
从这四天的创造当中，我们学到什么？
The whole universe is an indescribably enormous miracle.
整个宇宙是个无法言喻壮大的奇迹。
There is no natural explanation for the origin of the universe, space, time, stars, galaxies, atoms, or electrons.
没有任何自然的解释。可以说明宇宙、太空、时间、星星、银河、原子或电子的起源。
The best and most common sense explanation is our Creator God.
最好的也是最一般见识的解释就是上帝创造的。
And there is no scientific explanation for the incredible fine-tuning of the heavens and earth that makes life possible.
也没有任何科学的解释可以说明天地间奇妙的微调使生命可以存活。
So here's a very important question to ask ourselves.
所以我们要问自己一个很重要的问题。
Why would I ever let the soft science and wild theories of fallible men?
为什么我愿意让会犯错的人的软科学和疯狂的理论
hinder me from trusting my infallible creator and his infallible word?
拦阻我信靠不会犯错的上帝和他不会有错误的话语。
So we come back to the beginning to that soldier.
所以我们回到起初提到那位兵士的祷告。
Have you been taught and believed the heavens weren't created but happened naturally?
你是不是被教导说天不是创造来的，而是自然演化而成的？
Or like him, did you finally see the glory of God in His creation?
还是最后你像他一样，终于在上帝的造物当中看见他的荣耀？
Or are you like that other man who believed these wild theories?
还是你像另外一些人相信这些疯狂的理论，还有人的错呢？
And as a result, quit believing in an infallible creator.
而最后他放弃了相信这一位不会犯错的上帝。
We have to choose who we're going to trust and believe.
我们必须选择到底要相信谁。
When we know all these truths and facts.
当我们知道这些真理跟事实之后。
It should be an easy choice.
应该是一个很容易的选择。
Trust God and His Word.
要相信上帝和他的话。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for creation.
天父，我们为了你所造的万物献上感谢。
And we realize you created everything for us to live here.
我们也知道你创造了万物，使我们能够在这里生活。
And you created it to reveal your glory to us.
你也创造他们，向我们显示你自己的荣耀。
There's so many men that are going around trying to hide your glory.
我们知道有很多人现在试图隐藏你的荣耀。
Trying to blind us to the truth of your glory.
让我们看不见你荣耀的真理。
Lord, we ask that you would help us see your glory in the things you've made.
求主让我们在你的造物当中真的看见你的荣耀。
Help us find your glory in your word.
也在你的话语当中看见你的荣耀。
And help us believe it when you said, once we believe in Jesus, that you have destined us for eternal glory.
也让我们相信你在你的话语当中所说，一旦我们相信了耶稣，我们的命运就是一个荣耀的命运。
Help us trust you.
帮助我们信靠你。
With all our heart.
用我们的全心。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.